Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 24 regarding Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, Garcia. Allison Garcia was accompanied to the evaluation by an individual named A-M-A-U-R-Y, Meneses, M-E-N-E-S-E-S, to help her complete intake paperwork and serve as a translator. This was supplemented by my bilingual medical assistant. According to the information obtained from the examining this session, Ms. Garcia was injured at work on 11/21/19. Bridget was trying to lift a box from the floor when somebody else came and put another heavy box on top of it. This crushed her right hand. She went to MedExpress emergently afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery, therapy, or accept injections. Appeared she believes she still has issues with mobility and pain, but is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Garcia alleged her right hand was impacted with a tote cart on 11/21/19. Treatment records show she was seen orthopedically on 12/3/20 by Dr. Zambito, Z-A-M-B-I-T-O. This obviously was well after the subject event. In any case, Dr. Zambito ascertained a history of the incident and Ms. Garcia was uncertain about the weight of the tote. She stated that pain did not resolve with time. It was on the dorsum of the hand and traveled up the forearm to the lateral epicondyle. She denied a history of trauma to the elbow. The x-rays of the right hand showed no normal osseous anatomy. Clinical exam showed full range of motion of the upper extremities. She could make a composite fist bilaterally without difficulty. The elbow and wrist flexion and extension were 5/5, but there was no tenderness palpation on the dorsum of the right hand. Pred resisted extension with the elbow held in an extended position, reproduced her pain. This was located along the lateral aspect of the elbow, the dorsum of the forearm, and the dorsum of the hand. Dr. Zambito's diagnoses were right hand pain and right lateral epicondylitis. She opined the latter condition was not related to the work incident in which a plastic container fell on the dorsum of her hand 1 year ago. She cleared Ms. Garcia to work with no restrictions. Physical exam. General appearance. She was utilizing a personal digital assistant with her hands and displayed no difficulty in doing so. She had a ring on the right ring finger and a bracelet on the right wrist. She also had a ponytail, all indicative of her ability to utilize her hands and upper extremities in a functional fashion. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation on the right index fingertip, but skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Manual muscle testing was 5/5, she resisted right hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. She was mildly tender to palpation at the right ring finger at the PIP joint. But there was none on the left. Hands for elbow was normal. With hand dynamometry on the right, she displayed a nearly flat line distribution indicative of limited volitional effort, but this also belied her interference with manual muscle testing. Paired spine cervical is normal. Impressions on 11/21/19, Ms. Garcia's right hand was struck by a plastic tote that was placed on it by a co-worker. Period. She was seen at an urgent care facility period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zambito more than a year later on 12/3/20. Period. Her opinions are referenced above. Period. She concluded the lateral epicondylitis was unrelated to the work injury and cleared Ms. Garcia to work full duty. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found she was able to use her right hand and fingers fluidly in various capacities. Period. She had full range of motion of the fingers, wrists, and elbows. Period. Provocative maneuvers at those regions were negative. Period. She had volitionally limited effort during jam or hand autonomometry on the right. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand and fingers. Period. Her soft tissue injuries have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She has been able to return to the workforce as a waitress. Period. This is obviously a position that necessitates strenuous use of the dominant and injured right upper extremity. Period. And